Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's learn something new.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is Interesting Inventions. Interesting Inventions. So Pauline, what happened in our show yesterday?
We learned about some of our friends' favorite inventions. Alex's favorite invention is the airplane, but Susie's favorite invention is the washing machine.
Yes, there are so many inventions we use every day to save time, make life easier, and more enjoyable. Well, how about this? Let's continue learning about this now with today's Read It. Here's our teacher, Pauline.
Do you remember life before emails? People sent cards or letters at the post office. Email is a much faster way to communicate with others. People send over 100 billion emails each day. The microwave was invented at the end of World War II. Microwaves heat food quickly. People are glad about that when they're hungry.
So when I was in elementary school, we didn't have cell phones. There were a few computers, and internet was just getting started.
Peter, you are making us sound really old.
I know. It was so long ago. But just think of what new things will be invented in the next 20 to 30 years.
That is exciting to think about, but we can't think about that now because it's time to go to Christina and learn our keywords for today. Christina?
Hello, 你还记得没有 email 的日子是什么样子的吗？动词记得就是 remember. Do you remember life before emails? 没有 email 的时候大家都到邮局去寄信和卡片。People sent cards or letters at the post office. 邮局就是 post office. Email 实在是比较方便、比较快捷的通讯方式。动词 communicate 表达沟通资讯或交流。Emails let people communicate easily. 还有微波炉的发明也很厉害。Tina 说有了微波炉要加热食物就快多了。动词 heat 就是加热。I can heat my food quickly. Taylor 说他很高兴人类发明了微波炉。形容词高兴的就是 glad. I'm glad it was invented.
Did you know people send more than 100 billion emails a day, James?
Really? That's a lot of emails.
Not only are emails fast and convenient, but they're free. They've changed how we communicate.
Yes, they let people communicate easily.
Do you remember life before emails?
Not really. But people used to send letters and cards from the post office.
Tina is at the Jungle Cafe.And she is checking emails on her phone. She tells James an interesting fact about emails.
Yeah, it's an amazing fact. She says people send more than 100 billion emails a day. That's a lot of emails.
That is a lot of emails.
Wait, that's a lot of emails. Why do we keep saying that?
I don't know.Only it's today's
calendar phrase.
That's a lot of emails.
That's a lot of emails.
那还真多电子邮件。
I get 30 emails every day.
That's a lot of emails.
I get 200 emails every week.
That's a lot of emails.
I get 1,000 emails every month.
That's a lot of emails. What do you do with them all?
Delete, delete, delete.
That's a lot of emails.
That's a lot of emails.
那还真多电子邮件。
That's true. A lot of emails I get are junk emails. That means they aren't personal emails or important emails. They are emails I delete without looking at them.
Yes, junk is things like garbage. We just don't want them anymore. Junk emails are annoying. But being able to email friends and coworkers is wonderful. It's very convenient.And it is much faster than writing a letter.
That's true. And not only are emails convenient and fast, but they're also free.
Oh, exactly. I love free things. Oh, and Christina offered to explain that sentence for free. So let's go to her right now.
Tina 说 email 不只是快速方便，而且还免费。Not only are emails fast and convenient, but they are also free. 注意句首的 not only are emails fast. 这就是倒装句的表现方式。当句首有否定的副词或者是副词片语时，就可以把 be 动词挪到主词前面，形成倒装句。这里的 not only 就是否定的副词片语。比如说Not only is Helen smart, but she's also friendly and polite. Helen 不只是聪明，她还亲切有礼貌。如果句子里没有 be 动词，就在主词前面加助动词。例如 ,Not only did we visit her at home, but we also stayed for dinner. 我们不但到她家去看她，还留下吃晚餐。
Thanks, Christina. I agree with Tina. Emails really have changed the way we communicate. Peter, can you explain what the word communicate means?
Communicate. This is a big word. When we talk to other people or on the phone, we are communicating with them. We also communicate with people through writing, like emails, letters, texts, messages.
Right.James is too young to remember life without email. But I remember life without email. The only way to communicate with friends far away was an expensive phone call or letters.
So how old were you when you got your first email account, Pauline?
Ooh, I was in high school. It was either my sophomore or junior year, so I must have been around 16 years old. I remember I was so surprised that it was really free.
Well, do you ever go to the post office anymore?
Yes, I go to the post office to send gifts to my family that live far away. I also still send birthday and Christmas cards to my friends.So I think the post office is still an important place.
Yes, I think that a letter, a card, or a gift in the mail is more important and special than an email. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to take a break. We'll see you right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back. Hey, Pauline, you said that when you were young, people didn't have computers or cell phones. What else didn't people have then? Microwaves, color TV, air conditioning?
Peter, I'm not that old. Of course those things existed when I was a kid. How old do you think I am? Never mind. Actually, don't answer that. Friends, let's watch Conversation B together.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, Taylor?
Hi, Tina. It's time for lunch. I'm heating my lunch in the microwave.
Did you know the microwave was invented at the end of World War II?
I didn't know that, but I'm glad it was invented.
Me too. Now I can heat my food quickly.
That's good, because I'm really hungry.
Tina and Taylor are at the office. Tina is doing something at the computer. But what is Taylor doing?
It's time for lunch. Taylor is heating her lunch in the microwave. Do you ever do this, Pauline?
Well, usually I go out to eat for lunch, but sometimes I bring food and heat it in the microwave at work. Microwaves are really convenient. They heat your food so quickly.
That is true. Hey, let's have Christina teach us more about the word heat. Christina?
Taylor 在用微波炉热午餐，他说 I'm heating my lunch in the microwave. 这里的 heat 是今天的单字，它是动词加热的意思，而 heating 是它的现在分词。我们来看两个 heat 当动词的说法。The food is heating on the stove. 食物在炉子上加热。Can you heat the soup for me? 你可以帮我热汤吗？其实 heat 常常当名词用，意思是热气。你可以说 The heat is making me tired. 热气让我很疲惫。或者 How do you keep cool in the summer heat? 你如何在夏日暑气下保持凉爽呢？以上介绍了 heat 当动词和名词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Peter, Tina is full of interesting facts today. Did you hear her interesting fact about microwaves?
Yes, I did. She said microwaves were invented at the end of World War II. So it was invented in the early 1940s.
Notice that if you are talking about when something happened, we say in a year. For example, she was born in 1998.
Right. But we say at the end or beginning of an event or period of time. For example, she was born at the end of the 20th century.
Right. So microwaves were invented in the 1940s.At the end of World War II. See, I told you there were microwaves when I was a kid.
I know. I was just having a little fun, Pauline. Anyways, I'm really glad someone invented the microwave.
Me too. Glad means happy. And Taylor and Tina are also glad the microwave was invented.
Microwaves save a lot of time. It makes heating food up really easy, convenient, and takes a short time, especially during work at a lunch break.
I also really like the microwave for making popcorn. Of course, you can make popcorn on a stove, but it's so much easier in a microwave.
Ooh, yeah, I am hungry for popcorn.
Well, maybe you can make some after the show, Peter. We have a microwave here.
Oh, yeah, but I don't have any popcorn.
Oh.Sorry. Friends, do you own a microwave? What do you heat in your microwave? Try using the key words we learned today to talk about that with someone in English.
Hey, maybe you can have popcorn for the next Let's Talk in English show. You can watch us and eat popcorn at the same time.
That's a great idea. Okay, friends, it is time for us to review all those useful key words we learned today.
Maybe you can even look around your home to find these inventions. But first, let's look at those keywords. Remember to try to say them with us.
Here's your first keyword for today. Remember. Remember. I didn't remember my lunch.
Post office. Post office.Can I send this card at the post office?
Communicate. communicate. Jay and I communicate in English.
Heat. Heat. I heat my food in the kitchen.
Glad. Glad. I'm glad to be home. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. We're so glad you're learning with us. Now let's review our lesson together one more time. Did you know people send more than 100 billion emails a day, James?
Really? That's a lot of emails.
Not only are emails fast and convenient, but they're free. They've changed how we communicate.
Yes, they let people communicate easily.
Do you remember life before emails?
Not really. But people used to send letters and cards from the post office.
What are you doing, Taylor?
Hi, Tina. It's time for lunch. I'm heating my lunch in the microwave.
Did you know the microwave was invented at the end of World War II?
I didn't know that, but I'm glad it was invented.
Me too. Now I can heat my food quickly.
That's good, because I'm really hungry.
Some of the stories behind inventions are really interesting. I read about the microwave, and it has an interesting story.
Well, what's the story behind it?
Well, the person who invented the microwave wasn't trying to invent something that heats food quickly. He was trying to invent something for the military.
The military? You mean the army? So how did he end up inventing the microwave?
Well, one day, while he was working, he had a snack in his pocket. It was a peanut bar. After working, he put his hand in his pocket. The snack was a hot, sticky mess.
Whoa, the peanuts and the snack melted?
Yes, so he decided to try heating something else. He tried an egg. The egg got so hot, it exploded all over his face.
No, really? That really happened?
Yeah, funny, huh? The next day, he tried popping popcorn. It worked, and he shared some with his coworkers. He had invented the microwave.
Wow, that's a great story. I learned something new today. That's really interesting. And now everyone has this in their home.
Well, we hope you learned a little bit with this chat. Now it's time to enjoy another chat, our Jungle Chit Chat.
Hey, James, do you remember life before email?
Not really. I've had emails since I was a kid.
Me too.
But my parents didn't have email.
Oh no! How did they communicate with people far away?
They sent cards and letters.
Wow! Did they send them at the post office?
Sometimes. But email is a lot more convenient, and it's much faster.
It sure is. Hey, James, did you have a microwave oven growing up?
Yes. Microwave ovens heat food quickly.
I know. I love microwaves.
What do you use microwave for?
Making popcorn.
Popcorn is easy to make.
Yeah, and easy to eat.
It is.
There you are, Vance. Oh, and you brought your little dog, too.
Hey, Brian.
Well, I'm so glad you chose this restaurant. House of Noodles has great food. The last time I was here was with Bill.
Oh, I miss Bill. The last time I was here was with Steve.
Oh, I miss Steve. Just sitting here makes me a little sad. Bill and Steve would, well, they tried to... Sometimes that they came here for...
Bill and Steve used to eat here every day!
That's right. Bill and Steve used to eat here every day.
And that was a super sentence!
Oh, hi, super sentence man. Pull up a chair.
Oh, that's okay. I don't have much time. I just wanted to give you a chance to practice today's super sentence. Someone used to do something.
Well, I'll go first. Well, I used to laugh a lot when Bill told jokes.
Yeah, and Bill used to laugh loudly at his own jokes. That was funny too.
Oh, those are super sentences. Do you have another?
Oh yes. Many girls used to be in love with Steve.
But Steve used to say, bros before...
he used to say, brothers before others.
Yes, and yes, those are super sentences. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Wait, are you talking about Bill Skin and Steve Darth?
Yes, you know them?
Of course. Did they leave?
You didn't know?
No, they used to laugh at my clothes.
Oh.
In a good way.
Uh-oh.
To Bill.
To Steve.
To old friends.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I think we all learned today and yesterday how to appreciate the inventions in our home. We use them every day, and they have really changed our lives.
I agree. I also think these lessons make me wonder about the future. You know, just not very long ago in the past, we didn't have the internet or cell phones or computers. I wonder what is going to happen in the future. Will we have flying cars?
Well, actually, that's true. People are trying to make flying cars that will work for everyone. Wow, just imagine that. We won't need roads anymore. That will change everything.
That would be amazing. What other inventions do you think might happen?
Well, friends, make sure to talk about that with a friend. But now we're out of time. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.